This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about this WYFF story. 12-year-old bullied to the point she attempts to kill herself. She's now nonverbal, trach. It's just has to be taken care of around the clock by her family because the suicide attempt. She is suing Greenville County Schools. Producer Tim, you've got three kids in school right now. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I got three kids and a wife as a teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it falls on to the parents of the bully and the bully themselves.
Yeah, and you know, the mom here of Kalia Turner is suing Greenville County Schools. If for nothing else than to humiliate the students who did this, I would have liked to have named anyway, with maybe a legal reason not to do it, the parents in the lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, suing the schools and blaming the teachers, I mean, I don't really agree with that. I feel like when it comes to teachers, they're already overregulated when it comes to discipline. So like if a teacher gives a kid, you know, detention or whatever, usually a parent's calling the principal, oh, how could you give my baby, you know, detention? And then they have to walk it back. That happens all the time.
See, I don't understand that. Like if you call me as a mom, I'm not going to be that mom. I'm going to be like, oh, boy, yeah, when he gets home today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. Yeah. Like, you know, if my kid misbehaves,
yeah,
you know, I mean, he needs to be punished for it. But you got to keep in mind that with a bully, like a kid that is a bully, their parents don't discipline them the way they should be. That's why they're bullies. So blaming a teacher really isn't going to do any good except ruin more lives.
Except for this part, I actually should have mentioned this. This is one of the most important part of the story. Not only was she called names and made fun of her appearance, which is classic bullying, but she was also repeatedly physically assaulted and beaten by the bully too. I just wonder, how is that possible at school? I mean, like if I was just haul off and whack one of the Rise guys in the kitchen, right? Not that I would, but if I did, like, you know, because he left his dishes out again. I'm the one who puts the dishes away, for the record.
One that does that?
Yeah, that's me. That's not the cleaning staff. There would be probably, like, I mean, what we do as adults, right? We'd call 911. We'd report the assault.
Yeah.
There'd be a police report. I mean, I don't understand how kids are allowed to assault other kids when what is being done is classic assault. That is a crime. You can call, you know, if your spouse does it, if your neighbor does it to you, you can call 911. They'll come out, they'll take it seriously, there'll be a police report. I just don't understand how it's not assault when it's a kid and it's just, oh shucks, bullying.
Yeah.
It bothers me. I think we need to start to realize these kids are going through actual physical beatings and assault. It is not acceptable when adults do it to adults, and it shouldn't be acceptable when kids do it to kids.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a crime.
I agree. I think, and I've said this before, I think that even if we had some like electives to put in these schools about just how to defend yourself, mm-hmm. you know, if you whether it be physically or with words or, you know, whatever, I think that would go a long way in combating bullies versus, you know, a zero bullying tolerance, because bullies tend to still bully even under, you know, circumstances where they're being watched. They'll just wait until the teacher turns around and then, you know, do whatever they're doing. And then when it comes to actually, you know, getting in trouble for it, they'll just either lie about it or whatever. There's no way to really prove it unless you go back on the cameras. And, you know, I don't know. I just feel like just teaching, you know, good kids how to defend themselves would be more beneficial.
Absolutely. Because this is actual assault. But you know what? I honestly, I think these kids, you know what these kids need to be taught to do? Seriously, the school's not going to deal with it. You've been assaulted in school. You get on your phone because they all have phones now. You get on your phone from the school and you call the police in school. 12 years old. Come to school. I was just assaulted.
And
we need to treat it the same as when adults do it.
Yeah, that and filming it. Just, you know.
Yeah,
just,
film it too if you can get it.
Yeah, put it on social media.
But we've seen, Tim, what this escalates to. I mean, we had a 12-year-old take a gun to school in this county, pull it out, and execution style shoot another 12-year-old in the head, killing him. And that was cross-bullying between the two of them.
Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah. That was a pretty big deal.
So this does escalate. It can lead to really bad things.
Very bad things. I mean, down to the point of a school shooter. And I mean, if we're going to prosecute school shooters and their parents too,
yeah,
we need to think about doing that for bullies as well.
I agree. I mean, I like this idea that, well, the school didn't respond. She was assaulted. Nope. Sorry. That doesn't fly. Not in my world. It doesn't fly. I mean, again, it's like I said, I mean, like if I came in there and hauled off and whacked you, right? Like that would never be tolerated in the workplace. Like, why do we put up with it in the sixth grade?
If you came in and whacked me though, I'd be like, why are you, what is wrong with you? What did I do?
I know. And you're so much bigger than me. It'd probably be like a stiff breeze going by your ear. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
still
be like, did you just hit me or were you tapping?
But I could do that to you in school and get away with it. That's the difference. You know what I mean? If you work behind the counter somewhere and I got mad at you because you didn't get, I don't know, the merchandise I wanted fast enough and I hit you, you'd call 911. They would call. I'd have to run. I mean, like, this is how we deal with it as an adult. And I just really think we need to start dealing with kids' problems the same way. We need to take them more seriously than we do.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
And one of the things I've seen here, too, it's a girl that I knew that one of my children played sports with. And this girl was bullied online. We all saw some of it from the school. The kids were posting the most horrendous stuff. I mean, it was so bad. I felt bad for her. Like, we didn't even have that component to our bullying when we were kids.
Yeah, no,
I mean, online, like, component where like 50 kids are liking it. You
I
know?
Can only imagine what that's like today. Like, you know, like you got all these likes and shares and you know, it gets up. In some cases, it's gone viral.
I know.
You know, I've seen like a girl just get up and haul off and slap a kid and that went viral. I mean, the kid deserved it, but I mean, still, like, you know, the social media factor really plays a big role in the psyche of some of these kids.
It's huge. There's a lot of people in the text line who, in all fairness, said, listen, I was bullied. I beat up my bully. It stopped. It was a great growth experience for
me.
Same
here.
And that's fine. I mean, if you can deal with it that way, but some people can't.
Well, I think, I mean, same here. I mean, I was bullied as a kid, too, and I'd fight and it would stop, but... You know, it's like you said, the difference is nowadays is the social media, and mental health and social media have always played hand in hand. There's plenty of studies on it.
Texter writes, I have to chime in. I was mocked and beaten up in English class daily when the teacher had her back turned. And then after school by different bullies, as I walked home from school, our parents and teachers' eyes are not always there. May God bless this poor family. Yeah, I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, I do, too. That's terrible.
Yeah. Look, I don't know why the mom, you know, why the parents didn't do it. There may be a good legal reason. I wish that they had named the parents of the bullies in the lawsuit so it would be public information.
It may be because the kid's a minor. I mean, I don't know if that plays a...
I wonder about that, though, because we just saw the school shooting down in Georgia. I mean, the father is charged.
Yeah.
In that shooting.
Yeah.
So... I don't know, going to be interesting. Just, I wonder if that mentality from school shootings is going to start to filter down to parents of bullies.
I hope so.
I do too. I think it just, there just needs to be greater shame and less acceptance of it.
So, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, God bless the family.